This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Studio in Washington, holding on for dear life against the esoteric intelligence of Jennifer Horn.
No match. Here.
Oh, really? Is that so?
Unlike the hurricane that's brewing.
Ken Kessler here monitoring social media, things that are happening in the world today that people are talking about, including what's going on in the Middle East, a lot of tensions in Israel. As a matter of fact, Israel has pounded the Gaza Strip with airstrikes. The story of those three missing Israeli teenagers who were kidnapped last month, they were killed. And the Prime Minister, Mr. Netanyahu, says Hamas will pay.
Yep, they don't put up with that.
Well, but what is it that they all think is going to happen here as this stuff continues? Having been there, looking down the proximity, these people literally live on top of one another. And how it is that they, and literally, I've said this how many years, Richie, like these people fighting in a sandbox over the sand.
Yep.
That's all this is. Then, of course, the Hamas people say there's no proof Hamas was involved in their deaths. It doesn't really make much difference. It still is the same old, and it's repeated day after day.
All they need is an excuse.
And then it's just
give me an excuse.
It's the stuff that's going on all over the Middle East. The same stuff going on all over the Middle East. And then you bring it back around to, I shouldn't stop here, let you guys make an observation. Kenny, is there anything, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, across social media that has relevance when it comes to this? Is it specific or general?
Not this morning. List everything is about Hobby Lobby and 24.
Yeah. What are they saying about 24? I'm not interested in Hobby Lobby, but I'm interested in what people say about 24.
I know, the real issues.
Right.
Marie says, I'm sad it's almost over, but I can't wait so I can binge watch the whole season again in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, be able to do that. I'm guessing, although there hasn't been too much word about what the next step is here, they'll be eager to find a good story. And when they find a good storyline, what would be? I guess that's the question for those of you who are fans like all of us are.
How about the Muslim state?
The Muslim state.
Yeah, I mean, Jack could go in to try to, you know, unite all three, the Sunnis and the Shiites. I mean, that would be a good one, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
He tackled drones. Why not the Middle East now?
Well, what's interesting is they're bringing back some of the old bad guys, like the guy from China.
The Russians. And
yeah.
Yeah, the Chinese and the Russians, you're all gunning for Jack.
Always bad, yeah, make great bad guys. So there ought to be more people gunning for Jack.
Oh, he could go after North Korea.
Yeah.
Back to the Israel thing.
Yep.
I was thinking yesterday, we were watching one of the soccer games was on, and it was during the penalty kicks at the end, and the teams were praying. So you had one team praying to their God and another team praying to their God. One team praying miss
no,
it.
No, it's all the same God.
One team praying hit it.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah. Dang. Do you think God's
going
to decide?
So God's
decide?
Up there going, what do I do?
Yeah, man.
You know?
Just stay
and,
out of it.
And that's a very, very small version. But it just got me to thinking, if I'm sitting there getting ready to kick that soccer ball and my whole country is depending on me to win this for them and to hit this goal for them, and I pray to God to help me make this goal, and the goalie's over there praying to the same God to help me block this goal.
Mm-hmm. But God goes for who he likes better, Rich.
Does he pick a jersey with the colors he likes best? I mean, you know. Or is he, like, totally out of it and you guys are on your own? And it's just, so you think about that and just that little minutia and all the fans. know, Uri likes to talk about, you know, thought. And
thoughts are things.
Thoughts are things. And you get all these fans. So you got half the fans thinking make it and half the fans thinking miss it. And then you get into something like
1, 2, 3, win.
Right. Like these kids being kidnapped and now they're fighting over, and they're praying to their God to kill the other one. It's just, it's so funny to watch it in this little small minutia and then in this bigger context.
God has nothing to say, or it is the freedom of choice. That's what you'd be told by people. God is not into the decision making that has to come out of you figuring out what's what. The 5-4 Supreme Court ruling yesterday, which basically says some for-profit corporations have religious rights, cannot be required to pay for specific types of contraceptives for their employees. That's it. Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood Specialties, both owned by single families, argued that Obamacare violates their First Amendment right of religious freedom because it requires them to provide coverage for contraceptives the morning after pill, basically, as the pill is the contraceptive device that's being focused. They say that is like abortion, and they're not for abortion, and that's their religious right, and so we don't have to do it. And the Supreme Court says, you're right, you don't have to. End of story. Or is it?
Yet the Supreme Court says we have to provide you with health insurance.
Yeah.
So I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
We have to provide you with health insurance, they ruled last year, but yet we don't have to give you this part of the health insurance.
Yeah.
Well, so I would suggest that this is one way of the Supreme Court striking out against the Affordable Care Act.
But why didn't they do it last year?
I don't know.
That's what I hear. That's my conflict there. And then the other thing,
judge in the Supreme Court is not all that supreme.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm glad, because where is health care a right? Where in the Constitution does it say I have the right to health care? It doesn't.
Mm-mm.
But if you're going to decide to give us health care, should you give us all of it? Oh, wait a minute. No. This part, we don't agree with, because our God...
Nobody's giving anything, because giving implies
we're
coming
for it.
We're all paying for this, and we paid for the Supreme Court ruling. We pay for everything.
Well, and where does it stop with contraception? Are you going to start giving me, Dougie, and my paycheck? Am I going to start requiring my day job and my paycheck to give me a fund for condoms?
You can do what you want with your money, kid.
Right? Thank you.
You can do whatever you want with it.
Right.
And that's the way it probably should be.
We have to do what they tell us to, and they take it out of our paycheck every month.
Well, yeah, I'm really tired of being told what I have to do.
Right.
I'm tired of being told what charity I have to
Stay
support
out
the
of
government.
It, yeah.
The government.
I'm tired of being
out
told
of control,
as a person who helps run a business what I have to do. Let me run my business.
Yeah. No, we don't want to do that. We're going to have the EPA and the FDA.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't want them telling me what to do. Whether it's religious or not religious, health or not health, I don't want you telling me what I have to do and how I have to run my business. Shut up, sit down, and protect our borders and build some more highways.
All right. Well, to that end, the Obama administration says it's going to go it alone. The president says he'll come up with his own immigration plan if the House won't vote on one. He thinks he's up against it now. Wait till the Republicans control the Senate after the election in November. You're not going to get anything done. And then he'll press these appointments or these plans that he comes up with on his own, and then it'll get more confrontational. We'll go to the Supreme Court, more and more of this stuff.
Well,
the White House says it has authority to make changes without congressional input.
They do. They can move Border Patrol around, which is the thing that we were complaining about the other day, is that they had the Border Patrol in the wrong place.
Yeah.
One of the things he said yesterday is we're going to move more agents from the interior to the exterior, to the front lines. Great. That's awesome. Thank you. Do it.
Exasperating. All right. The Europeans in the news next year have a visit from Pierre. Stand by for that. Meanwhile, the buzz continues on BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox combines the everyday habit that you have of a cup or two or three or four of coffee with a proven system that works. Social responsibility, if you will, putting together a free bag of coffee for you. When you go to the BuzzBox coffee box at DougStephan.com, right-hand side of most pages, see an orange box. Click on that. Get the story of what's behind the movement to present you with the best smelling, the best tasting coffee you've ever encountered. Everybody who's drinking it, whether it's Jennifer, the people that are, Richie and Kenny and I don't drink coffee, but I'll tell you something, there's an interesting fragrance that goes with it.
Oh, it smells so good.
866-456-7805 is the number to call if you'd like to order directly. Go online to the BuzzBox Coffee box at DougStephan.com. Watch the video and then sign up for your free bag and join the other hundreds. We haven't gotten to the thousands yet. Hundreds of people who have signed up for BuzzBox Coffee. We want to get to 1,000 so we can help feed children. My connection to World Vision, my connection to my own farm, dairying, getting animals to produce milk so that it can be used to help children who need nourishment all around the globe. That's part of it. But what you get in it, what's in it for me is the question you ask. And what's in it for you is the best coffee you can imagine. So, free bag, get you started, BuzzBox Coffee at DougStephan.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello. I said hello.
All right,
I'm
Pierre.
Here.
Oh, here's what's going on in Europe. The European Court of Human Rights has upheld France's law, which bans face-covering Muslim veils from the streets. The case was brought forth by a woman who claimed her freedom of religion was violated. So we've got, it's interesting, not only in our country did these sort of things come up, but in France, the same sort of thing. The ruling was the first of its kind since France passed this law 4 years ago that forbids anybody to hide his or her face in any place that's public, on the street, etc., etc. Law went into effect a couple of years ago. The Grand Chamber rejected, which is like the Supreme Court, the arguments of the French woman practicing Muslim. She said that she didn't hide her face all the time. When she does, it's to be at peace with her faith, her culture, and her convictions. She stressed in her complaint that no one, including her husband, forced her to conceal her face. The court ruled that the law's bid to promote harmony in a diverse population is legitimate, doesn't breach the Convention on Human Rights. So, Pierre, what do you think?
We are trying to pass a new law now.
Really?
Which will allow people that are ugly to wear the veils.
Right.
In fact, it will force them to wear the veils. If you were a Frenchman, you would have to wear the veil. Cause you
so
are
who decides
ugly.
Who's ugly? Where is that? Who makes
I decide
that?
Who is ugly.
The
you
high
decide.
Court.
We have a wine tasting, and we all drink the wine, and then we decide who is
after
ugly.
That.
But
and
you
we,
look better after the wine, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Mm. So would Brigitte Bardot have to wear a veil?
No.
No.
Very pretty.
Uh-huh.
How does the veil look with the oh, come on, those cute little berets that you wear?
Well, you know, we're under. You would not wear it over. But I tell you one thing. Doug Stephan, he would have to wear the veil.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
There's one
that's
ugly in the veil on
him.
Jennifer, you know.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Leg of their 50th anniversary tour called The Who Hits 50, finding the band visiting areas all across the UK in November and December, and then into North America starting early next year.
No way I go see that.
Why?
I don't want to see Roger Daltrey jumping around the stage with his shirt off and his flabby pecs.
Oh, you'll love it.
He says, Daltrey says, this is the tour that begins our long goodbye. It will finally become obvious we're just going to stop touring. I'm sure before we stop playing as a band, just like Eric Clapton said, it's the grind of the road. It's incredibly tough on the body. Peter Townsend interjected the prostitutes, the heroin, the cocaine. Can't do any of that anymore. Roger Daltrey told the Rolling Stone that while there are no confirmed U.S. dates, we obviously want to do America to say goodbye and thank you for supporting us over the years. Somebody has to come up with a plan. The press release that I saw suggests the band is going to play all the classic anthems, tack on some deeper cuts from their catalog as well, like some of the songs Richie is digging up here. This is an amazing journey.
Of their stuff.
We want people to hear the entire career, the days of the Who's next, Tommy, My Generation, Live at Leeds. They also have plans to enter the studio this summer to record a new album. Who?
I had no idea how much I need her. In peaceful times, I hold her close and I feed her.
You're getting to listen to the Rich McFadden If I Were to Pick the Who's Greatest Hits album right now.
I actually pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I like going to their deep stuff. Their hits, I kind of get bored of. But
well, you can hear them all on CSI, so
yeah, you can. Yeah.
So the Who on tour starting late this year in the UK and then over in America next year.
Video of the day, Doug.
Who's your what?
Just another tricky day.
Yes. Let's get to our video of the day at DougStephan.com today. Actually, there are a couple of pretty good audio clips, Richie, from yesterday that we didn't get to. The video of the day today has a golden retriever named Severa, who loves supporting the World Cup team that he likes. It's kind of a cool piece. You'll check that out, hopefully. And the folks at Fox's Animation Company have come up with a couple of suggestions for famous actors who might follow Ben Affleck as Batman. Matthew McConaughey, Mark Wahlberg, Owen Wilson, Adam Sandler. A little bit of audio if you can play it for a few seconds, Richie.
Future Batman. Batman. 2016 Ben Affleck.
Hey, listen to me. You can't be such a bad guy, okay? Jeez, the internet was right.
2017 Matthew McConaughey.
I made a grave of my parents, and I would rid this city of the evil that took their lives. By day, I'm Bruce Wayne. By night, I'm Batman. And we're all just breathing particles, man, just spinning around on the edge of an orb.
Do you ever stop talking?
Kevin Spacey.
It appears Catwoman is an amnesiac who has turned to a life of crime.
Should I got to see the whole thing.
This is funny.
In order to get it, but you got to see it to get the humor out of it. So check it out at DougStephan.com.
Some parents track their teen's driving habits. Have you ever considered tracking an older loved one? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. This seems invasive. Always ask first. But if you and a loved one want to try it, here's how it works. When the tracking device is plugged into a car, you can monitor its location and speed online. You can even set up a perimeter. If the car strays from that zone, you'll get an email or text. An even better option, the AARP Smart Driver Course. Designed for older drivers, it covers the age-related issues seniors often deal with. The class is offered in person and online, and you can schedule a car fit analysis to find out which adaptive devices can help you drive safely as you age. A link to car monitoring devices and AARP's Smart Driver Course. And if it's time to give up the car keys, there's advice on talking about that too. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right. DougStephan.com today. Story of a woman who set her house on fire when she tried to kill a spider with a cigarette lighter. Check that story out at DougStephan.com. We are the home of the winners.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Of support for, let me ask two questions here, Kenny. Maybe you can respond. The health care and contraception decision, did the Supreme Court get it right? That's the question that we'll put to you, kind of have been. You've gone off on your own anyway. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, 888-302-3684. Email to Rich at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com, or Doug at DougStephan.com. So the people feel that the Supreme Court got it right. 5-4 decision basically allows Hobby Lobby to do what it's been doing. That's the bottom line. And so the rest of it is all kind of hogwash. What are people saying as we continue to underscore this? Even though I think it's got a lot more attention than it deserves, it still is a big thing on people's minds, Kenny.
Gail says that she thinks the Supreme Court made the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did we decide?
Mary says...
Jennifer, you don't think they did, Kenny. Right?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Richie, no. You probably do, and Jennifer does.
I do, but not necessarily. I mean, I agree with religious freedoms, but everybody who wants religious freedom, remember, that means everybody gets religious freedom. So there might be a little cat in that bag that nobody wants to let out. But
I just really want to get businesses away from the government as much as possible. I mean, that's why I support it.
I don't want the government telling me how to run my business.
Okay. All right, Kenny, what else?
Mary says, I think private companies have rights, too. It may not be what everyone wants, but government is getting too big and intrusive.
Ah, yes.
You know, think about that. Read that again, Ken.
I think private companies have rights, too.
Okay. So we determined, 5 years ago, that corporations are protected under free speech, and they could give as much money as they want to political campaigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we've decided that companies that I think it's have less than five owners are able to be protected and not have to, for religious freedoms, and not have to provide things with health care that they disagree with. So we're seeing more and more where corporations are being protected by the Supreme Court, one way or the other. It's just, it's kind of interesting.
Speaking of big corporations, General Motors announces today six, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, addition to all the recalls that we've talked about, this is a brand new list of recalls covering 7.6 million vehicles.
They might as well get them all out there.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I mean, what does it do to the sales or the excitement and enthusiasm that people have had for GM cars? Every time you see a GM ad, this is how psychology works with me.
Everybody and their brothers got recalls out now.
I ignore it. Well, yeah, I guess maybe it's just because they don't like
Toyota them. Just announced 4 million the other
more
day.
More junk, yeah, exactly. It's all junk.
Everybody's got them.
Why, and how is that? Is that because we're getting better at scrutinizing their mistakes, or are they just getting careless in how they're making cars and figuring you're going to pay for anything? You look at the shot. Oh, look at that paint job of that car. Shiny new car. Let's buy it for $116 a month. What kind of a car do you think you get that's new for $116 a month? Please.
Not much.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get to what's going on with the Boko Haram. I haven't talked about them for a week or so, mostly because everybody's been trying to figure out how they continue to exist. Well, let me tell you how they continue to exist. This is a militant group. Central to its approach is using the fact that people are in areas that they want to control that are of value. So they kidnap them, sometimes one at a time, dozen at a time. 10 people, 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, and then they are funded by the cash that comes back to free these people. And there have been a lot of people who have tried to freeze their bank accounts, but you can't because they're not using bank accounts anymore. They're just using cash. And they have these new measures. You know, the international community thinks they're so smart. Okay, we're going to track all their movements. We're going to watch all their bank accounts. These guys don't have bank accounts. Terrorists.
And if
bank
they do,
accounts.
You're not going to find them.
You're not going to find them.
No.
So and this is how foolish the Obama administration and some of these other people that are trying to put sanctions on them. We're going to get them where it hurts, in their bank account. You find a bank account that says Boko Haram on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not hitting up the ATM at the Bank of America.
Right. 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. That's not necessarily true. They have credit cards with illicit money tied to them, but they can't figure out that it's them because they have them all in the names of the current people who are running it, or they have pseudonyms for it. You think we're the only ones that use John Smith? What's the Arab, the Muslim or Arabic equivalent to John Smith? Muhammad Akbar? Who knows? But there's some equivalent for John Smith. And that's the name that gets used by these people, because how many people do you know named Akbar?
The leader of the Boko Haram, what's the guy? Abu Bakar Shekau, or something like that.
Yeah. And you know how foolish we sound to them because we're trying to pronounce it? They can pronounce
our
names. You don't care?
I don't care what that guy thinks of me.
Really? All right, Rishi. I just want to make sure. Not, you know, there are ways. They have their ways. They can track you down.
Come on.
Same equipment that they use on 24.
He doesn't quite have the same stature in Fairfax, Virginia he does in Nigeria.
No. Okay, so here's a solution to a problem. I love solutions to problems, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I hate solutions to problems.
See, I knew that about you. The truth would come out sooner or later.
I like my problems. Keep them just the way they are.
Weeds are growing very fast this year because we've had a lot of rain over a lot of the country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture through its laboratory, in Washington, is trying to figure out how they can harvest all the weeds growing around the world to help feed all the people who are hungry.
Weed burgers.
Weed burgers. Scientists are conducting intensive experiments to cross hardy weeds with food crops. So they're mixing weeds and rice. Weeds and wheat. Their goal is to make the staples of rice and wheat more resilient. So if you can't beat them, you join them. Some of the weeds that I have to confront, those of you who are farmers, you use Roundup or a lot of stuff. I don't like to use that on the fields because it kills the soil, kills the microbes in the soil. So I try to stay away from this stuff. But I will tell you something, it really is tough. The weeds are getting stronger, mostly because of what Monsanto has done. So, you know, it's like bugs. They figure out a way to survive, so you have a spray for this kind of bug. Okay, that bug becomes immune to the spray, so now they're bigger and stronger than ever. We've got to come up with another spray. And that's what's happened with Roundup. So the kinds of weeds that guys like me who plant corn every year have to contend with, especially if you don't use the sprays, they are bigger and stronger. What I find, frankly, is that the cows like them. Some of the weeds taste good if you get them before they get too hard and you know, they get sort of brown.
We make a salad out of our weeds.
Well, you do if you
crabgrass salad.
Yeah, you could use crabgrass. You could use dandelions. Those are supposed
people
to be dandelions.
People pay big money for dandelions.
Yeah.
All right, but will you pay big money to have weeds crossed, hybrid weeds? That's what this, what this is. The USDA is spending your money to research how to make weeds, in essence, stronger and better. Weeds, the largest single limitation to global crop yield are the weeds. So if we can't overcome all of these weeds, then let's take, for example, red rice. It can adapt in warmer climes if it has the strength. You see, the weeds grow when they don't need any water. So what they're trying to do, rice needs water, is combine rice and weeds together so you can grow rice or a rice-like product on a weed without having to use so much water. Because we all know that the planet needs water. There's not going to be enough water for 80% of the planet in the next 100 years. Who's going to know? How are you going to figure that one out? Yeah, that, by the way, that's true. You knew that, right? 80% of the fresh water supplies are going to evaporate in the next 100, 200 years.
We'll have perfected desalinization first and start attacking the oceans.
You'd like to think. Yep. So do weed plants have any virtue for you? Anybody ever tasted anything that smells or feels like a weed?
I can't say as I've intentionally eaten a weed.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really think about it, actually.
No.
Have you? You're the farmer here.
Yeah, I've eaten weeds, not because I wanted to, but just because it sort of gets wrapped around some stuff.
Yeah, you have to think somewhere in our salads we're eating weeds.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
You know, right, exactly. What's the difference?
A weed is just a different plant. That's all it is. It's a plant.
What is the
virtues have yet to be discovered?
A weed is just a plant. How is it any different than lettuce?
A weed spinach. Is just a weed.
I bet it would probably taste pretty good. Weeds look like they would taste good. I mean, we're into all the funky lettuce. It probably wouldn't be bad.
If you like arugula, you'll love weeds.
I love arugula.
Okay, you'll love weeds then. That's what.
What about watercress? That kind of.
See, the only thing that makes a weed is that it's undesirable, according to Wikipedia.
Except according to whom?
A weed is a plant considered undesirable. Weeds are commonly unwanted plants in human-controlled settings, such as farms, fields, gardens, lawns, and parks.
Right. I chop up weeds all the time when we're the corn we've planted. I was planting corn last night. And thus the picture, if you go.
Weeds have no botanical classification value. Since a plant that is a weed is one context, is not a weed when growing where it is wanted.
All right, so.
So if I want dandelions, they're not a weed. If I don't want dandelions, they're a weed.
There you go.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah. So one of the things that
it's, never thought about that in my whole life.
Well, no, but that's why I brought it up.
So to Hobby Lobby, birth control is a weed. Is that how it goes?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
All right, if you want to see what it looks like when I come in at the end of the day, last night I came into the house a little after 8 o'clock.
You have to see this picture of Doug.
And Meredith said, hold still for a minute. So she snapped this picture of me, which now is at facebook.com/goodday.
He looks like Professor Brown from the Back to the Future.
Did you shower, I hope? You were
disgustingly filthy.
After that, I did. Yeah, I did after that. I'd been out planting corn, very dusty. I jumped in the pool the night before because I took Charlotte for a swim. Ugh. I didn't last night because it was a little late, and Charlotte was tired, so I didn't take her into the pool. So I actually got into the shower. Thank you very much. You think that I could get within 10 feet of Meredith if I didn't have
No,
a
I know her. No.
They don't just hose you off before you come into the house?
You need, like, hazmat.
But I have these new rules as to where I put my shoes and stuff when I come into the house. At any rate, it's sort of a cute picture. I guess it's a cute picture.
The thing I found most shocking about that picture is that you were wearing a shirt with buttons. When you go out and work on the farm, you wear a shirt with buttons instead of just a T-shirt.
I've been for years wearing T-shirts, but Meredith likes me to look better, so I wear shirts again.
Yeah, you looked great.
How's that really working out?
That worked out well, Meredith.
Anyway, it's kind of, I suppose, a cute picture.
It's funny.
Huh? Here's a way for ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as you grow older, a lot of things happening to your body, losing your hair. I'm not losing my hair. See how much better my hair looks now, Richie, since I've been using Provia?
Yep.
Look at that picture of me and all that hair.
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. Well, that's
can't
what
control it.
I just got off the tractor, and driving the tractor down the road, that's what happened to my hair. Just goes all over the place. The professor.
You need some product, sir.
Really? Okay, well, I have Provia, the natural hair therapy that is working miracles for tens of thousands of people who have called 800-525-8319 so that what happens, the top of your scalp gets plugged up using those cheap shampoos you buy at the 99-cent store. Don't buy them anymore. But in the meantime, you've done the damage. So you need Provia to cleanse the pores so that the holes are open and the follicles under your scalp can now be growing again. And that's how your hair comes back. It's summertime. You want to look better, your hair fuller, healthier. Call 800-525-8319 and put this, it's a sweet smelling product. Gets in there and you can rub it on if you have one of those little buzzer things that you use to stimulate your scalp. Whatever it is, it gets it into the pores to cleanse them. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and get the brand new Provia Super Concentrate as a special added bonus when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. Call now. Get the special gift and take care of your hair. Look better this summer starting right now. Make the decision to call for Provia, 800-525-8319. Stop your hair loss now, 800-525-8319.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 22nd through July 7th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask for the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth, right? I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Must be about the Boston Wisconsin.
Oh, Richie.
Yeah.
Chicka chicka boom boom. LeBron James, free agent, hasn't got a home yet, has he?
Oh, he got a home. Nice home.
No.
Work home? No, not yet.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We do blues, rhythm and blues, jazz, funk, soul. We can handle rock, pop, country, heavy metal, fusion, hip-hop, rap, Motown, operetta, show tunes. In fact, we've even been called upon on occasion to do a polka. However, Caribbean is a type of music, I regret to say, which has not been, is simply not, nor will ever be, a part of this band's repertoire.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
As a duly designated representative of the city, county, and state of New York, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension.
Thanks very much, Ray.
Now let me tell you something, Spreebank. There are two things which clearly differentiate the human species from animals. One, we use cutlery. Two, we're capable of controlling our sexual urges. Now, you might be an exception, but don't drag me down into your private hell.
This is the theme from Rawhide by the Blues Brothers from the movie of the same name. Dan Aykroyd is 62 today. So we had 3 excerpts from Aykroyd's career. You got 3 more, Reggie?
My mother's a little high strung. The fact is, you'd be working for me. She can say anything she likes, but she can't fire you.
My name's Nolinsky. I make car parts for the American working man, because that's what I am. And that's who I care about.
Yeah, sure, well, Dan.
That's because I'm smarter than the average bear.
He was Yogi Bear?
My heart's calculating.
I guess I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Chuck Curry
in the movie, right?
I don't remember that. I guess he was though.
Well, that was the original Yogi Bear.
No, that was an animated movie, and he was.
It was
voice.
A CGI thing they did a few years ago.
They did a CGI Yogi Bear.
Right. They did. Ah, okay. All right. So, which of the movies, or is there something else that we left out that he was really the best
there's
in?
There's Spies Like Us. I mean, there's...
Blues Brothers, great, great, great. Driving Miss Daisy. What a contrast. There's a guy that knows how to act. Dragnet, I thought was cool.
He also was really good as the father in My Girl.
Yeah.
With Jamie Lee Curtis was his love interest. I like that. He was really good in that movie.
And the girl who played the daughter is now the assistant to the vice president on Veep. Chomsky, isn't that her name?
Anna Chomsky.
Anna Chomsky, yeah.
Yep. Do I remember him just being in Monuments Man?
Yeah, he was in Monuments Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
Yeah, you think of him as
It was Murray that was in Monuments Man.
It was Murray, I thought he was in it too.
Yeah,
but you think about him and Murray actually from Saturday Night Live years, but really they do the serious parts quite well.
Yeah, they do. Richie,
but, Rich said something perfect last week. How many movies being made now are we going to remember 30 years?
Yeah,
from now?
None of them. Well, very few of them anyway.
Very few.
For example. Going back to this date, 1998, Armageddon opened up. The plot was an asteroid on collision course with Earth. Got to knock it off course. Bruce Willis was in it. You got to remember who was what. Steve Buscemi was in it. Will Patton was in it. Michael Duncan was in it. Ben Affleck was in it. Owen Wilson was in it. It was quite a long movie. It was a big grosser. Given the year, 1998, the fact that it brought in almost $40 million the first weekend was astounding, wasn't it, in terms of dollars?
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I think it opened 4th of July weekend. That came out the same year as a competing asteroid film, Deep Impact, which is also a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was the second
one. Well, and this is why we will never remember any movie now 30 years from now, is because they're in the theaters one weekend and they're gone.
Yeah.
And then they're on Netflix or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Back then, they'd stay in the theater at least a month back then, Deep Impact.
Yeah.
Back in earlier days, 80s, 70s, even longer.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, what's in the movie news bag today?
I'm just going to preview some of the movies we're going to see in July. Opening tomorrow, the comedy Tammy with Melissa McCarthy. No advance reviews.
Not a good sign.
She stars, wrote the film, and her husband directed it. Also opening tomorrow, Earth to Echo, which is an E.T. ripoff, although it's gotten a respectable buzz. Also, Deliver Us from Evil, which has gotten a very heavy marketing campaign. Eric Bana stars Jerry Bruckheimer, mega producer, produced the project. He's trying to get this movie in development for the last 10 years. It's based on a book by a New York City detective who says he had all this paranormal experience. I know Ken believes in this stuff, but I do not, for the record. On the 11th, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which is getting really good reviews. Purge Anarchy, which is a sequel to a horror film.
All right, hold on a second. You take shots at people who believe in certain things, and you come out with this glowing recommendation to see Planet of the Apes.
I just don't believe.
Yeah. But you believe in the.
But I believe monkeys will one day rule the earth.
Right. Good.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. 59 past the hour. Good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.